Today is Daf Ches. We're on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We are. Where are we up to? Ah, right. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said like this: Sukkah ha'asuya kikivshan. A sukkah that's circular. This is what it means. A sukkah that's circular. Im yesh behakefa. If there's enough space in the sukkah, circumference, inside the sukkah, we're going to change this later, but right now it's inside the sukkah, for 24 people to sit inside the sukkah, we assume that each person takes up an amma, that means the circumference of the sukkah is 24 amos. Take 24 chairs, put them in the circle, and to get 24 guys, have them sit down. In the picture here, the picture of 24 people sitting in the sukkah. You take 24 people, you put them in the sukkah.
They're all wearing white shirts.
They're all wearing white shirts and black pants. Baruch Hashem. And you put them in a sukkah. And the 24. Yeah. 24. Then it's a sukkah. Then it's a sukkah k'sheira.
Even though there's no walls.
In lav, psula. If not, it's pasul. Now, that statement of Rabbi Yochanan is going to be very difficult. You'll see in a minute. Kiman, who does that go like? Kerebi. That goes like Rebbe. The Amr who said, Kal sukkah she'ein ba arba amos, al arba amos, psula. Rebbe held any sukkah that has to be at least 4x4 amos. So, if you have 24 amos in circumference, right? If you have 24 amos in circumference, then what's the diameter of the sukkah? The diameter is 8. Why? Because 8 times 3 is 24. It's not really 3, it's 3.14. We know that already. The Gemara rounds off. That's the answer. The Gemara rounds off. It doesn't have to be exact. Last night I met Dr. Feder, and he's telling me, no, it's exact. The home hocheshmer. I didn't understand it. It's very complicated. It could be it's perfect with pi. Doesn't have to be. You're allowed to round off. They knew about pi. They just ignored it because it was fractions. Okay? You don't have to say they didn't know any math and they're a bunch of... They knew their math. They knew everything. They're just rounding off. It's very simple. So if it's a 24 amos circumference, the diameter is 8 amos. Now we just said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said this 24 amos is good, that's what you need. He held like Rebbe, who held 4x4 is good. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Michti, let's see for 1 second. Gavra, ba'amsa yasif. A man takes up one arm of space. So kol sheyesh behekefo shloshet tvachim, anything that's a circumference of 3, yesh bo rochev tefach. It's a diameter of 1, meaning it's a ratio of 1 to 3. So it's a ratio of 8 to 24. So why do I need 24 people? We need a diameter of 4, right? We need a diameter of 4. So therefore, betray sinsagi, 12 people should be enough. If you have 12 people in diameter, that will give you, 12 people in circumference, that'll give you a diameter of 4, right? Which is 4x4, 4. The inside will be 4 amos long. Value.
No,
we have to fill the value. What do you mean? So 24 people seems way too many. Way too many. The Gemara says 12 should be enough. 12 should be enough. So the Gemara answers. So 1 second. Hani mili bi'igula. That would be true. If it's a circle. However, a sukkah can't be a circle. So you have to make walls out of it. So, avo bi'rivua, but if you make walls around the circle, boy tve. You need more people. Okay? How many people do you need? Do you need 24 people? Do you need 24 amos? Says the Gemara like this. Michti. How many people do you need? Kama ribua miruba yoser al eagle. How much is a square more than a circle?
That's if you're doing a square around the circle.
Correct.
Outer.
So if you have a circle and there are, let's say, 24 people around it, whatever number it is, doesn't matter, whatever number it is, how many, now we have to square off that circle. So how much more space do we get by squaring off the circle? How much more space do we get? The answer is revia, a quarter. Why is it a quarter? It's hard to say. It just is. I'll tell you why. Because let's say you have a circle with 12 people around it. It's a diameter of 12, meaning?
No,
circumference of 12, a diameter of 4, right? Yeah. That diameter is, now let's say you take a squared, square off the circle. That 4 didn't change. It's still 4, right? Think about it. It's still 4. But now we made 4, 4, 4, 4. We made a square, 4 times 4 is 16. So 12 becomes 16. How much is that? It's a quarter. So it's a quarter more. It's a quarter more to square off a circle. Okay? We all agree with that. That's good math. No question about it. So then if that's true, then 24 people, still too many. Why? B'shitzer sagi. 16 would be enough. Right? You have 16 people, which means when you square it off, you have 4 by 4. It's all good. Why do you need 24 people? Okay? So the Gemara answers, no. Hani mili, when do we say that it's a quarter more? When the square is inside the circle. Hani mili, here we're talking about be'igol denafik, hani mili, I'm sorry, hani mili be'igol denafik migar revua. That's when the square squares off a circle. Aval revua denafik migoy igula by tve mishum mursha dekarnasa. However, now this is a funny case. We started off with a circle. We then squared the circle. He wasn't talking about that case. If you do that, you're right. You only need 12. You only need 16. Here, what did he do? It's a circle with a square around it, and then a circle around that. That's the case. There's no picture like that, but that's the case. Okay?
So what do you mean?
In other words, you started out with a circle. You squared it off, because it has to have square walls. Sukkah has to have square walls. And then someone drew a circle around that. Why? That's the case he's talking about. If that's true, now what does Mursha de Karnasa mean? Mursha de Karnasa are, do they have a picture of it in the art scroll of this case of a circle with a square and a circle around that?
Yeah, it just shows a square with a circle around it.
A square with a circle around it. So you need a circle also. You need both. You need two circles. You have to have a circle. Do they have it in that book?
No.
They have to.
No, they don't have it.
Okay, picture number 53.
Which one?
Picture number 53.
It is.
You see 53? It's a similar to 53.
Question is, it's a very simple question. Is the square inside the circle or outside the circle?
Right. So now it's inside the circle.
That's the question.
It's inside the circle now. Now the square is inside the circle.
That's why it's less.
Then it's less. If it's outside the circle, then it's more.
Right. So one second. So now we're saying that the square is inside the circle.
Correct.
Right.
So now how many people do you need? Rabbi Yochanan said you need 24 people. Now, we said, no, you need 12. And we said, no, we need 16.
12 would be at the inside.
Then we said you need 16. So we said 16 still not 24. So we said, no, the circle's outside the square. Then how many people do you need? It's not good. Because you have the arches, you have those four corners. That's what Mursha de Karnasa means. It means those four corners.
You add the box.
How many people do you need? How many people do you need? 24? Still too many. Why? Michti. Kal amsa biribua amsa utre chumshe ba'al kisona. This is very important. Anytime you have a line, a side of a diagonal? We'll get to the diagonal. Anytime you have a wall of a square, right? Now, we made a circle outside the square. How big is each wall of the square? four amos. Each wall of the square is four amos. We then put a circle around that. So one second. Each one is four amos. But we need the diameter. What's the diameter? So if you draw a diagonal to go from one end of the circle to the other end of the circle, when the square is four amos, how much is that diagonal? That diagonal is going to be... What? Exactly. Well, how much is that going to be? It's going to be... So Rabbi Wolf has it as the square root of 32. That's a complicated way to do it. But, so the mithni, call amza, any ama, biribua, in a square, amza utre chumche ba'ulkasana. It's 1 2/5 amos in a diagonal. Okay? That means, if you have a square, a wall of a square that's 4 amos, and we're turning it into a, I'm not turning it into a diagonal, then you put a circle around it. So how many people do I need around this circle? Well, make the diameter, and whatever that diameter it is, times it by 3. So what's the diameter?
The diagonal
times the diagonal by 3. That's the diameter, right? It's pi. So one second. So how big is the diameter? Well, if the wall is 4 amos, then the diameter is, how much is it in the diameter?
5 3/5 here in this picture.
Correct. Why is it 5 3/5? Because it's 4 times... It's 4 times...
A squared plus B squared plus C squared, that's how you get to it.
Right, so what is it? It's 4 times 1.5. 1.4 something,
yeah.
Right? Which comes out to... one second. Michti, call Amsa Brua Amsa Tre Chumshi Ba'al Kasana. Right? So, how much does that come out to? It's Shibzar Nechei Chamesh Tzagya. 17 less a fifth, which means 16 4/5. It's 16 4/5 people. It's not 24 people. That's all we did. That's all it is. So even if you tell me the circle's outside the square, it's only 16 4/5 people. You can't have a part of a person. So where did you get 24 from? He said 24. It's not 24.
Still doesn't get
24. We're nowhere near it. Answers the Gemara. So you should be 16 4/5 is enough. Answers the Gemara. Low duck. He wasn't precise. One second. Hey, my darmina, low duck porta. You could say that if you're a little off. A little bit off. Tuva mi amrina low duck. Well, you're 16 4/5 all the way to 24. He wasn't precise. They weren't that off. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amalei markashisha braid of chista of ashi mi savarta. No, you have it wrong. Mi savarta gavra ba'amsa yatsiv? You think that a man sits in one ama? No. Plus a gavre betray amsa yatsiv. One man, three people sit in two amas. Three people can fit into two amas. Therefore, kama havalahu, how many people would that make it? Shitzar, 16. And what did he say? And what is it really? 16 4/5. Not 24 people. It's 16 people. And what he said 16 people. And what do you really need? 16 4/5.
24 people, which is 16 hours.
Right. 24 people, but... What?
For that extra little bit.
Right. So the Gemara says, one second. Anan, Shibzar, Nachei Chom Shebinan. We need 16 4/5. Answers the Gemara, lo duck. He wasn't being precise. Now we're not so far off. Really, you need 16 4/5. And he said 16.
Obviously, go and draw up.
So one second. How could he have been off on a chumrah?
Yeah.
He's telling you you need less than you really need? That's unheard of.
The
sukkah is really too small.
We're rounding up.
We have to round up. So he's telling, I need 24 people. How many amos is that? 16. It's not true. It's only 16 4/5. Hey, he wasn't precise. What do you mean he wasn't precise? His shear is too small. You want to tell him he's a little over the end? That's okay. Here he's too small. How can that be low duck? He's not precise. It's too small. You hear what's going on?
Yeah, he's rounding it down instead of rounding it up.
Exactly. He's rounding it down instead of rounding it up. You can't do that. Amar darmina low duck, l'chumra. When will we say it wasn't precise? If it will result in a chumra. Okay, so do a little bigger. L'kula mi'amrina low duck? Can't be. Can't be. Amalei Rav Ashi, l'olam really gavra amsa yasif. really, it's one amma. Everyone sits in one amma. I, with 24, it's way too many people. Rabbi Yochanan, Makom Gavre, Lo Kachashev. The answer is, that's not what it means. It says that, Makom Gavre, Lo Kachashev. The answer is, the people are inside the sukkah. I'm sorry, where were they before? Before they were inside. Now they're outside the sukkah. The 24 people are outside the sukkah, not inside the sukkah. So now what do? Now we have a circle with 24 outside. We have to square that off. That's what we're doing now. We're squaring that off. What's that going to get? If there's 24 people outside the sukkah, what's the diameter of the circle? 8. Why 8? Because the diameter is, the circumference is 24. So the diameter has to be 8. So when we square it off,
We get more people.
What?
We get more people.
We get more people?
8 on the side, 8 times 4 is 24.
No, 8 times
3.
8 times 3 is 24.
32 is the 8, each wall is 8.
Right. So,
down.
One minute. So it's eight, right? So 1 second. Now this is where I got stuck. Rabbi Yochanan Makom Gavri Lo Kachashev. So Kama Havalahu. Tam Nisari is 18.
No, 6. The small sukkah has a diameter of 6 amos.
Why six? I know why.
That's what I'm showing 6 here also.
Why six? Yeah, why is it 6?
So the diameter was 8 amos, since the diameter was 1/3 of the circumference.
Right.
The circumference is 24, then 1/3 is 24.
I know why it's 6. Because they're outside the sukkah.
Yeah,
so we can draw the circle, we can draw the square inside.
Now we're going inside now.
We can draw the square inside, even though they're outside. So if we do that, we just shrunk the circle.
Right.
So it comes out to be 6 tefachim. 6 amos. 6 amos.
Correct.
Which means the circumference of the sukkah part is 18. There's 24 people. That's because they're outside. So we're drawing the square inside, which makes the circle 18. So you need 18 people. You don't need 18 people. Right? You can see how we got to that? Kama havalahu, tamni sari. It's only 18. He said 24, but really it's 18. Now the Gemara asks a question. B'shibsar nechi chumsha tzagi. It's really 16 and 4/5. Why is it 16 and 4/5? Anybody know why it's 16 and 4/5? Not sure. That's why I got stuck. I'm not sure. Why is it 16 and 4/5? Why is it back to that? So the reason why it's back to that is because the diameter. So why did 16 and 4/5?
The diameter is something that changed.
So where did 16 and 4/5 come from before?
From before, 4 by 4. That's 4 by 4.
That was around the picture. This is the picture.
Right.
Okay. We're looking at the amount over here. We're getting to 24.
They're outside. We're not counting them.
No.
We drew the circle.
Outside was the last one.
We drew the square inside.
Now we drew the square inside.
Which gave us a 6 amma.
The diameter of the square is still the circle is still the same.
Okay.
Change that.
Okay.
Therefore, we're still at 16 and 4/5.
Right. So, if it's a 4 amma wall, if it's a 4 amma wall, the diameter, the diagonal, is 5 3/5. 5 3/5. Mm-hmm. 5 3/5 times 3, which is the circumference, gives you 16 4/5. But if we're making it 6 amos, how could the diagonal still be 5 3/5? No, it can't be. It's off by 2 amos. So that's my kasha.
Yeah,
what?
The King's Hotel is your shrine. Yeah. Sukkah is round.
Really?
Yeah, because they have the round porch, the big porch.
Oh, interesting. Kama havalahu, tam nesari. So it turns out to be 18. So shibsar nechei chum shesaki. It should be good enough at 16 and 4/5.
Right.
Why is it 16 and 4/5? That's what I don't get. 16 and 4/5. 16 and 4/5 is the diameter, is the diagonal of a 4-amo wall. Now we said the wall is 6 amos.
Yeah.
So how do you get the diameter of this 4 amos? It's a 4 amo diameter.
The circumference, you said.
No.
The angle is 5.6.
5 and 3/5.
Right.
5 and 3/5, which gives you 16 and 4/5.
Yeah,
right? My question is, where did the 5 and 3/5 come from?
Because a kosher sukkah is smaller than that.
Ah, that's right. Exactly what Mati's saying. We don't need such a big sukkah.
Exactly. We're talking about the small sukkah.
So it should be. He said if you make a circle, you need 24 people. So we said, well, they're outside the sukkah. If they're outside the sukkah, how many? And you draw the square inside, how many people is that? 18. Not how many people. How much is the circumference? 18. What do you mean 18? We can make it much smaller.
Exactly.
You only need 4 amos. You don't need 6.
But you're not arguing over the calculation.
Right, that's like a kasha. Why did he come up with that number? It's not even true. It's too big. Answer is low, Doc. He wasn't precise. Oh, excellent. Thank you.
See,
now that I had him here, I was able to figure it out. I said, what's going on? It doesn't make sense. The math. It's a 6-amo wall. The answer is right, it's a 6-amo wall, but it doesn't have to be a 6-amo wall. You can have a 4-amo wall, and it's just as kosher. It's just as geschmack. That's his kasha. The answer is he wasn't being precise. He said 18, and it's really 16 and 4/5. You know what? It's not so far off. Hainu de lo dak, or l'chumra de lo dak. And for a chumra, we're not so precise.
We passing, you can make a circular sukkah?
You can make a circular sukkah as long as
it's
equivalent to this dimension.
Exactly.
As long as it's as long as it has a circumference of 16 and 4/5.
Three walls and the four walls. And
forget all that. You have to have a circumference of 16 and 4/5. If your circumference is 16 and 4/5, it's kosher sukkah. Why? Because then a square inside it would be 4x4.
No
beautiful.
One, no one ever does that. Either.
What?
At the King's Hotel.
How do you have circular walls?
Where do you get circular walls?
That's so simple.
You know, you make a TV.
Yeah, you could do it. You could do it. It's a pain in the neck.
It just wasn't common. That's why.
I'm telling you. Now, King's Hotel in Shabbat.
Yeah.
It's a
24.
Huh? Because so 24 was the number of people outside.
Even more than that, on a small scale.
So if you make them outside, you do a square inside, it comes out to 18. Why did he do that? He wasn't precise. And the Hanami. At the end of the day, the sukkah has to be 16 and 4/5 in circumference. If it's that big, that means that it's a 4x4 sukkah inside. If you make for 10 walls.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah, look what we just did? Perfect.
Can we stop right now?
Now the next few lines, I almost don't understand. And I don't understand it. The Tosafot didn't understand it. Because the Gemara says like this. Rabbanan de Kisri, the Rabbanan in Caesarea, the Amrilei Dayanim de Kisri, some say it was the Dayanim in Caesarea. Amar, they say like this. Igula, if you have a circle, the Nafik Migoi, that's inside a square, Ribua Riva, it's 1/4 less the size of the square. And Ribua the Nafik Migoi Igula, if you have a square inside a circle, Palga, its size is half the circle. But Velohi, it's not true. It's not true. It's not so big. What exactly does that mean in math-wise? I don't know. I have all these pictures here. I just can't make heads or tails out of it. It's not accurate. So Tosas has a whole long shot. How could they have been so mistaken? We see on Amar Aleph, they knew math very well. There's a whole different shot what this means. It's very complicated. And I decided not to go there.
My Fenice wrote a paper.
On this?
No, because on his application for YU.
Yeah.
Because this is his dream page in Gemara.
Uh-huh.
He loves math, and so this is...
Okay.
So he wrote a whole paper.
I have a lot of respect for somebody whose dream page in Gemara is this page. Yeah. By the way, it's a math... You see the pictures? I have no doubt that Tosfos... I know that... One Tosas is trying to make it fit with pi. That's one thing Tosas is trying to do. Because they knew about pi, and why did they ignore it? So you can say they ignored it because it's getting into fractions, more complicated. They don't shy away from complicated things. So Tosas was bothered. Why did they ignore it? So we had an Erevin that you're allowed to ignore it, right? You have a right to, you have the right to ignore it, right? Because when Shlomo... What?
I can give you a
yeah.
Yes on the answer?
Yeah.
People who might have to follow the halakha of this.
Right.
Somebody's got to follow the halakha. You didn't give it an exact.
Exactly.
You made a mistake.
Exactly.
A little bit bigger than you find.
Exactly, exactly. I agree with that. They gave him wiggle room. That's why he said, I'm low duck, I'm not being precise. I told you 24 people, which is really 18, which is really 16 and 4/5. I told you 18. Right? Because you can sit, no, they don't have tape measures in those days.
Exactly.
They don't have tape measure. What they have, how much is an amma? Okay, how much is a tefach? So they gave him a little wiggle room. I agree with that, 100%.
The other Gemara's were very docked to the, you know.
What do you mean?
About Shas, you know,
on what?
The measurements thing. He had measurements.
No, he did.
Well, never, oh, never precise. Never, never precise.
Never precise.
No.
Think about it.
What's Oscar Krishma? You go outside and see the guy in the street.
Yeah. Think about it. You know, he's out of a seeking, and they have the clock there with the hundredth of a second.
Yeah.
No such thing in times of Gemara.
Ridiculous.
No such thing. No such thing. You know when you can daven? When you recognize your friend. When you recognize the difference between trailers and not trailers.
Right.
What kind of smart is that?
They didn't have an atomic clock.
They didn't have anything. They didn't have any clocks.
They didn't have tape measure.
They didn't have a tape measure. How big is this 4 hours? Maybe that could even be why such a thing as all these loop of lava. No one was precise. They didn't have the kalim. They didn't have the tools. Doesn't mean they didn't know the math. Chas v'shal, they knew the math plenty. Right? It doesn't mean that. It means that they chose to ignore it for various reasons, practical reasons. So what did they do? They made a chumrah. All right, make sure it's a little bigger. Then you're safe.
Right.
How you do it? Get 18 people. Sit them around the table. And now you know how big the sukkah has to be. It's an amazing thing. Right?
Are you all
friends?
Yeah.
Big guys, small guys.
The average person. By the way, they quote it. The proof is that a sukkah, a mikvah is 40 sa. What's 40 sa? It's the size of a person. Sitting down, going into a mikvah. Because that's not really 40 sa, it can even be less. All right, they give you a little wiggle room. Same thing with the wiggle room. And I say, how could a person fit in such a sukkah? It's very small. The average person in those days could fit in a mikvah 40 sa. Right? One amma by one amma by one amma. Right? Sitting down. Okay. Okay. That was the hard part of the daf. Now it's easy. Amar of Levi, Mishum of Meir. Shtei sukkahs, two sukkahs, shel yotzvim, of some kind of craftsman. So he had like an inner room, right? Commanding, you know, on the olden days in these tents, the inner tent and the outer tent. It's the same thing over here. Shtei sukkos zu shel yotzim zu lufnim mizu, inner and outer. Hapenimios ein a sukkah. The inner one is not a sukkah. Why is it not a sukkah? So Rashi said something quite controversial. Penimius ein a sukkah. The inner one is not a sukkah. Let's do the Rashi. It's like a little bit down where we are. If you want to sit in here on sukkahs, l'shem sukkah. It's not a sukkah. Why? Even though you don't have to have a sukkah l'shem chag. There's no din like that. The Hakim Beis Hillel Kaimalon. We're going to hold up Beis Hillel tomorrow. The Machshiri sukkah yeshana. Even an old sukkah. It's been here for 20 years. This thing's been sitting here for 20 years. That's okay. So we have a chumrah based on the Rishonim to lift up the schach a little bit. Beis Hillel didn't even require that. You move into a house, you bought a house in some neighborhood, you look at the backyard, look at that, there's a sukkah there. Look at that, how long has it been there? Nobody knows. What Tassif Lamanasi?
Was it ready?
So exactly, you don't have to, according to Beis Hillel, it's a sukkah, it's an old sukkah. It wasn't carved out of hay. Someone built a sukkah. Okay. Oh, we have a chumrah, we lift up the schach and do it again. That's a chumrah from the Rishonim. Beis Hillel didn't require that. We'll see tomorrow about that. Anyway, what do you see from all this? You don't have to have a lishma to make a sukkah. No such din like that. So what's Rashi talking about? What's the Gemara talking about? The inner sukkah is no good. Says Rashi, hacha ein a sukkah. Here it's no good. Why? The lo minkira milsa de l'shem sukkah hu darbo. It's not recognizable, it's a sukkah. Why? What does that mean? The kol yamos hashana dayer hasam. The whole year you're using it. Verov tashmisho visudaso vishinaso sham. And that's his house. In other words, a sukkah doesn't have to be lishma, but it has to be for a sukkah, not for a house. What did Rashi just do? He said, we agree with Beis Hillel. A sukkah doesn't have to be made lishma. Doesn't have to be. A 20-year-old sukkah, it's good. But it has to be a sukkah. It can't be a house. So if you have a house that with a schach on it, that can't be a sukkah. That's a house. It's still a difference. See what Rashi said? What he said is very true.
What those people who have the removable roofs on their kitchen or dinette?
So that when they open up the skylight and put the schach on it.
So it's still a house.
What?
You're saying it's still a house.
No, what do you mean? No, why are they opening up the skylight and putting on some...
our case is space.
Why are they opening up the skylight and putting on bamboo? Who does that in their house? The answer is nobody.
So
obviously it's a sukkah.
So what our case
here
is
it's the whole year like this.
You live the whole year with the skylight, it is okay.
What?
You live the whole year with the skylight, it's okay. You live the whole year with that skylight and the bamboo.
So maybe according to that, it would be a kasha.
People want to take out the bamboo.
No, we say, what if you don't?
You got to do the same thing.
What?
It's a chumrah that we have that we move right.
So Rashi's saying that would be no good. If you have a skylight and you leave the schach up for 20 years,
right,
that might not be good.
Correct.
Because that's your house.
Right. He's not saying that he moved schach. He's saying it's not good.
He's saying he didn't touch anything. He left it like that.
Yeah.
Says Rashi, there's no din of lishma. There's no din of lishma. You walk down the street and you see a sukkah, you can go sit in there. There's no din of lishma. But it has to be a sukkah. It can't be a house. So when you have a skylight and you put schach on it, that's not your house anymore. You made it into a sukkah.
So when you're saying our case is that the two sukkahs with schach, that's always staying there.
Always like that. So the inner one is no good.
It goes out of the realm of sukkah, it goes to the realm of house.
Exactly.
Did you know?
Okay. Exactly. The inner one. Now, what about the outer one?
In this 5 inches.
The outer one. And by the way,
it's kosher.
Since the inner one. Okay, we got to finish. Since the inner one is not a sukkah, chayav is mezuzah. Yichayav is mezuzah. Hachitzona, the outer one, sukkah, it is a valid sukkah. Why is it a valid sukkah? Why is it a valid sukkah, what we just said?
Yeah.
What?
He doesn't live there.
What?
He doesn't live in the outer one.
Exactly, you don't live there the whole year. You don't live there the whole year, that's the case. And therefore, patur mina mezuzah. It's patur from mezuzah. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Hachitzona sukkah. V'yotzi v'ein tzarech lasosra v'lasos el shem chag. You don't have to take it down and put it back up. Why? Again, kibbeis hillel. Mishum hekera the mitzvah leka lemeisar. When it's a heker, it's for a mitzvah. You don't have to touch it. The kibben de kula shata lav hacha dyer. Since the whole year you don't live in here, v'hashta dyer ba hekera. You can't get a better heker than that. And you don't require a mezuzah because
typically put a mezuzah when you work, even though you don't live there.
So go to the next Rashi. The lav dirahu. You don't have to put a sukkah. There's it's a mezuzah question. It's not really a place where you live or work. It's just where they come meet. It's like a lobby. That's basically what it is. So, do you need a mezuzah in a lobby? It's not for now. Okay? Now, the Gemara asks, Vamai, Tavichitzona kibes char pinimius. Why can't the outer sukkah be like a base char for the inner sukkah? If it's chayev in mezuzah. And it should be chayev. Well, lobby needs a mezuzah. The answer is mishum lo kefa. It's not kavua. Okay. Now, Tana Rabbanan Ganbach. What's Ganbach? Number one, it's initials. Sukkas goyim. It's a machlokas. What this means? It means the goy made it, or it's for a goy. Sukkas Ganbach. Sukkas nashim. It means the woman made it, or it's for her. Sukkas behema. Some say it means the behema made it. You loaded up the animals with, and they help build it, or it's for them. It's a barn. And sukkas kusim. And the fifth one, sukkah mikol makom. What does that mean, mikol makom? The Gemara says that in a second. Kshira, it's all good. Ubovad, shetei, mitzuchach es kil chasa. A goy can make a sukkah. No problem with that. As long as the schach is done properly. My kil chasa, what does it mean? What does it mean it's properly? It means it's more shade than sun. That's not what it means. Amar Rav Chista, v'usha asa, l'tzeil sukkah. It has to be made for a sukkah. Right, so there's a lishma aspect, right?
No, even though we
l'tzeil sukkah, right?
No,
l'tzeil
end.
I'm sorry, l'tzeil. What does Rashi say? Amar of Chista, hi kehilchas of the Amar Hahu, shemesuchechet yafa. What does that mean? It's good schach. The muchecha milta doesn't mean it's more sun than shade. That's not what it means. Oh, I found the halacha. I put more sun than the guy did it. That's not what it means. The muchecha milta shasiyasa rishona l'tzeil haisa flo l'tznias ba'alma. It's for a sukkah. It's not just time for a hut. Dafak after sukkah l'shem chag lo ba'inon, even though it doesn't have to be made l'shem chag, l'shem sukkah ba'inon has to be made for a sukkah. What is the hair? That's hair splitting, no? V'tzeil hu demikra sukkah sochaches menachorev. It protects you from the elements. Now, we need one more minute. Sukkah mikol makom l'suyei mai. What does that mean? Any sukkah? Lasuye sukkas ravkash. What's ravkash? The Tanur Rabbanan sukkas ravkash, sukkas roim. All these are like temporary things for the a sukkah for the shepherds, sukkas kaitzim, other workers, sukkas burgunin, some guard booth, sukkas shomri peiros, another guard booth, sukkas mikol makom kasher. It's all good. My kilchasa. What does it mean kilchasa? Amar of chista v'ushasoy l'tzel sukkah. It's made for shade. L'tzel. I'm sorry. Sukkah mikol makom lasuye mai. What does that come to include? Lasuye sukkas ganbach. Each one held, the deers are better, and the ganbach is the extra. Hai tana ganbach alimalei, ganbach are better. Why? Because ganbach mishum de kvi, they're permanent. The kai tana mikal makam lasui ravkash de lo kvi. The hai tana ravkash, and the other one held, ravkash is alima, are better. Why? Lei, ravkash, the bnei chiyuvininu. At least they're chayef people, they're regular people. They just happen to be temporary jobs. And by then, also, if a woman made it's also good. If it's also good, throw her in. So it's a machlokas about that.
But the halacha is that
the sukkah ishon is not good. No, we'll pass on. We'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow's done. All right? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day. All right.